back here at Smithsburg, and again, sorry, no video, not enough network connectivity down here in the gym, so we're all audio. I'll do the best I can. Coach Burdett by my side. Stockton starts the ball. Lodfeldy to Hoyt. Hoyt, the dribble drive, gets a lane and drops it in. Good supporting cast, exactly what the Cougars need. I think that's four different scores for the Stockton 7 points. Dribble drive, hand off on the wing. Bono tries to break down Brooke Williams. Good defense without fouling. And then Bono picks up a foul in the backcourt.
Yeah, frustration foul on Bono. She thought that was there. But yeah, the supporting cast for Catoctin. Zinks has two, and Hoyt just hit two. So there's four, and they just need to keep that out. Now they just need to get Gladfelty going, and she had a good look earlier.
Gladfelty into the front court. And then they call foul on McFarland. Hand checking.
Yeah, that's a little.
And that's two team fouls.
I don't know about that one. I would let it play off basketball. No advantage, disadvantage.
Over to Hoyt. She looks for the cutter and then travels.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7-6 Cougars with a 1 point lead. 7-14 to play here in the second quarter. Zents face guarding Mastrodoni. Claire Bonin in the front court being defended by Troxel. Immediate switch by both those defenders. Brooke Williams looking a lot of help defense. Down on the block. And this stifling man-to-man defense. Brooke with a block shot. And then they get her on the arm. She looks for the outlet. Point to Troxel. Troxel on the move. Gladfelty, boom! Kaden Gladfelty, a three-point shot, finds home 10-6, Cougars. 6:30 to play here in the second quarter. Left wing McFarland, dribble drive on Gladfelty. They're doing a great job staying in front of them defensively. That time Bono breaks them down, no help, gets the layup. 10-8. Cougars with a 2 point lead. Gladfelty on the left wing. Hoyt, baseline. Brooke Williams off the mark. Being tipped. Claire Bono, excuse us, lady, ma'am. To the other end, Claire Bono, and then Troxel. Troxel picks up the foul. Baseline out of bounds, a fresh 30 seconds for the Leopards. All the way over top. McFarland to Bono. Zents defending her. Mastronardi posting up. Brooke Williams there. And then that's going to be a foul on Gladfelty. Her second personal.
Yeah, I don't. That's a little. You know, they're at least they're calling it like that on both sides, so.
Yep. Skyla Mastronani to the line to shoot two. 5:40 to play here in the second quarter. First foul shot off the back iron.
Yeah, two on Gladfelty hurts after she just hit that big three. She's probably going to have to sit down for the rest of the half.
Mastronani to shoot two.
Madeline Myers came in. See if she can get going. She did the other night a little bit.
Oh, big offensive rebound. Claire Bono shoots the three off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Bono comes up with it. Right now, Claire's just beating everybody to the basketball. Oh, a lot of room on the dribble drive. Millette. Hits the three.
Gave him three opportunities.
Yep. Credit Claire Bono for that. Great pass. Zents. Foul line jumper off the mark. She gets the rebound. Kicks it to Madeline Myers. 15-foot jump shot goes. 12-11, Cougars, just under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Clara Bono against Troxel. Kicks it out. McFarland. Millett drives. Back to Mastronone, the jump shot, and good. That's a beautiful looking jumper. She rises up at the elbow. 13-12, Leopards. Brooke all the way down, the left-hand layup just off the rim. Clara Bono into the front court. Clara with a three-point shot off the mark. Hoyt clears it and on the run finds Troxel. Troxel to the backboard, no foul called on the contact. Defensive rebound, Smithsburg's Molly Weaver. Hands it to Mastronone. We're 4:05 to play here in the second quarter. Leopards by one, 13-12. Set up a high ball screen. Mastronone rises up. Three's off the mark. Olivia Hoyt, defensive rebound. Brooke Williams slowly into the front court. And she steps up and shoots a three off the mark. Defensive rebound. Leopards, McFarland. McFarland to Millett down the left wing. She rises up for another three. This one's out of bounds. Off the backboard. Got a 30-second timeout called by Coach Entwistle and the Cougars. Quarter. It's 13-12 Leopards. Somehow, Brian, we need to get Troxel the basketball more.
Yeah, but the good thing, touches. The good thing about tonight, though, compared to other nights, is the supporting cast has got 9 of their 12 points, I believe, if I'm right, keep it in my head, because you had Gladfelty, Madeline Myers came in and hit one.
Yep.
So they're, and Zintz hit one. So they're doing what they need to do. Troxel, just, she's just got to drive the basket. She got the one. But they're really pushing her out to the sideline. Brooks had some open looks. She could have went down the court and went left because she's capable of going left and right. And she's passed on those for a couple tonight. But I don't look for her to pass on too many of those.
Yep, Brooke into the front court. She's now being guarded by number 3, Jada Tyler, who re-enters the game. Oh, it's an active zone. It's a... And... Brooke with a three-pointer against... So Smithsburg switched to a 2-3 zone, and Brooke took advantage of it.
I have no idea.
Calls the foul on Troxel. That's Kelsey's second personal foul. Clara Bono to shoot two. First one's nothing but net. I don't see anybody at the table for Kelsey with her two personal fouls. Just going to stay with her. Clara Bono, second foul shot's also good. And we're tied at 15. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 15-15, Leopards and Cougars. Get it. Troxel with a dribble drive. She steps through. Ball's tipped. She gets the offensive rebound. And then the ball's knocked out of her hands and hits the end line. I'm not sure why the shot clock didn't reset. The ball clearly hit the rim. 17 on the shot clock. Baseline out of bounds. Insert to Hoyt. Kelsey back up to Olivia. Madeline. Got 9 on the shot clock now. And they got a push from behind. Foul goes to Mastrodoni, her third personal, and quickly to the table comes the substitute. 2:41 to play here in the second quarter.
Mastrodoni having 3 fouls in the first half is big.
Big.
They got a team.
They're setting up a little. Oh! Beautifully designed baseline out of bounds play. Brooke Williams gets the insert, and then she goes back up on the curl cut. Gets fouled. foul goes to Millette. Brooke Williams, first foul shot's good. Yeah, Brooke. And timeout, Smithsburg, a 30-second timeout called by Coach Bono. So real quick, thanks our sponsors, American Legion Post 168 in Thurmont, Brownies Auto Care, Center of Life Chiropractic, Cousins Ace Hardware, Hawkins Landscaping, Thurmont's Country Kitchen. Thanks for sponsoring tonight's game. And again, if you're on the web with us, sorry, no video, not enough signal, so we're doing all audio. You can catch us on the radio or on the internet at WTHUradio.com. Just click on the live link, and that'll be me and Coach Burdett doing the best we can to bring you this exciting region championship game. 2:36 to play here in the second quarter. The Cougars with a one-point lead.
Everybody stops in front of us. We're right in the corner, so people at home, that's why we're laughing.
And Brooke hits the second foul shot. Two-point lead for the Cougars, 17-15. Clara Bono into the front court for the Leopards, being guarded by Zents. Hand off to Millette, to Tyler. Tyler looks to drive. Oh, Madison Peters up top to Bruno. It's a dribble drive. She draws attention. Millette, three-point shot, short. Great box out by Olivia Hoyt, and the defensive rebound. Oh, she's not even looking.
Nope.
And Brooke tries the transition pass to Troxel, stolen by the Leopards. Madeline Myers picks up the drive. Peters off the rim. Weaver with the offensive rebound, blocked.
Buffett's
Jada Tyler into the corner.
Troxel's got to be careful. She's got two.
Yep. And Zents. Clara Bono draws the foul. Creates the contact. Very smart play. Foul goes to Becca Zents, her first personal. Team's fourth. Clara Bono.
Yeah, with Bartek Felty with two on the bench and Troxel out there with two. You got to be real careful not to go down two starters. It's only a minute 40 left.
Claire makes the first, misses the second, and gets her own rebound. In the Weaver, blocked by Brooke Williams. She looks to clear. Oh, great pass to Hoyt. To Myers, off the mark on the transition layup attempt. Jada Tyler clears for the Leopards. 1:15 to play in the second quarter. Quickening in the front court. Claire Bono to dribble drive. Draws the foul.
It's a second on Zents.
Yep.
Five team fouls. There's going to be two shots.
So, and the Leopards are missing foul shots, Brian, but they're getting rebounds off the miss. Cougars really got a lockdown here on the defensive rebound. So Glodfeldy checks back in.
Yeah, unfortunate for the Cougars on the last offensive play. Great outlet pass by Brooke over the head to Hoyt, and then just Myers just missed the layup.
Claire makes them both. The Leopards regain the lead, 18-17, 1:10 to play in the second quarter. Glodfeldy checked in, and she dribble drives and gets it swatted by Claire Bono. Down court, Troxel steal quickly to the other end, and the ball's tipped away. Claire Bono with great hands, good defense there, tips the ball away, stops the transition layup attempt. Cougars out of bounds, their own basket, 25 on the shot clock. They get it into Brooke Williams.
Get out of
they
the
throw
corner.
Back into the corner and get themselves in trouble.
An offseason, if Troxel develops a left hand with her speed going into next year as a senior, she's going to be unstoppable.
They throw this over top. Oh, a lot of contact there, but nothing called. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. 18-17, Leopards. 18 on the shot clock. Jada Tyler, the screen and roll, and the ball's passed out of bounds. Shot clock will be off for the Cougars. 28.3 seconds to play here in the first half. The important Olivia here, Hoyt checks back in offensively. Becca Zentz comes out. Important here for the Cougars to get this last shot. Don't give them any time to get down and get another bucket. Either be down one or up one. So Godfelly in the front court. Dribble drives, break down her defender. Kicks Matamars on the right wing. Skips to Hoyt. Hoyt, the dribble drive, tries to turn the corner. Madeline Myers, shot from the corner. And a three, Madeline Myers. 4 seconds to play in the half. Quickly the other end. Bono shoots off the mark. So Madeline Myers hits the three-point shot, which is the third made three of the Cougars here in the first half. And at halftime, Stockton Cougars 20, Smithsburg Leopards 18. We'll take a quick break. Be back in a couple minutes to talk about the first half.
Hawkins Landscaping, locally owned and operated for over 50 years. Winner 9 years in a row for the best of the best in Frederick County. Let our professionally trained staff of certified landscapers transform your yard from a dream to reality. Hawkins Landscaping specializes in elegant and inviting outdoor environments. If you're looking to create, upgrade, or revitalize your outdoor space, call Hawkins Landscaping today at 301-898-3615. That's 301-898-3615. Hawkins Landscaping. When you deserve the best, get the best.
At Amber Hill Therapy Centers, our goal is to provide you with a customized treatment plan using advanced physical therapy and occupational therapy methods and technology. With offices conveniently located in Thurmont and throughout Frederick County, Amber Hill Therapy Centers specializes in sports injuries and sports rehab, back pain, post-surgical rehab, and more. We accept all major insurance plans. Amber Hill Therapy Centers treats patients of all ages who receive care from our highly skilled therapists and staff. For more information on Amber Hill Therapy Centers, check out our website at amberhillpt.com. Amber Hill Therapy Centers, where the patients come first.
Amber Hill Therapy Center is a proud sponsor of Frederick County High School Athletics on the radio.
Our local American Legion Post 168 in Thurmont is amazing. Not only do they support local high school sports on the radio, but they have great food, great fun, and they constantly serve our community in so many ways. Check out their Facebook page, American Legion Post 168, to find out about their exciting events. And be sure to say thank you for supporting our local community. And don't you forget to say thank you every time you see them for their selfless sacrifice in military service to our country. Thanks, American Legion Post 168. We salute you.
And we're back here at Smithsburg High School, a halftime break. Stockton Cougars 20, Smithsburg Leopards 18. Wow, what a second quarter by the Cougars. They put up 15 points on the strength of 3 three-pointers and a couple layups. And the supporting cast that you talked about before the game, Coach Burdett, coming through.
Yeah, the supporting cast has got 11. Madeline Myers came in. I'm glad I added her because she's got 5 points. Zintz has 2. Glafethi has 2. And Hoyt has 2. So they're doing what they need to do. Now, Brooke Williams, I think she's got 5, and Trox only has 2, I think. But they're getting a lot of attention. They're getting 2 and 3 defenders. But the supporting cast has done that coming in. So they've done their job. A little bit of foul trouble, and they were able to get out of it and not get anybody with a third. Like Mastrodoni on Smithsburg has 3, and that was big because she sat out the last 2-3 minutes of the half.
Right, and, she's a very talented offensive player, as is Claire Bono, but when you take one of those two off the floor, that really just changes the whole formula for the Smithsburg Leopards. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Bono does with Mastrodoni, got a player, and then does Coach Entwistle go after her, you know, with whoever she's defending, attack a couple times, try to get a quick foul. Could be interesting strategy there. You know, the three-point shooting by Smithsburg, not quite there in the first half. They are very good shooters. They have multiple players that can hit threes. You expect them to make some, but really, Catoctin's defense is locking in on those scorers, a lot of help, and then still been able to charge out at the three-point shooters.
Yeah, so, Brooke Williams on the defensive end probably has four or five blocks.
Yep.
But they're really the unsung hero of that defensive squad for Catoctin is Rebecca Zintz.
Yep.
So she's on Mastrodoni, and then she's very physical, D1 lacrosse athlete. So she's not afraid to be physical. She's a warrior, and she's making Mastrodoni really work for everything she's getting. Now, Bono, on the other hand, they got to get somebody to stop her because she seems like she's like J.J. Addison for Frederick and get to the rim anytime she wants. But and she just picks and chooses her moments.
Yeah, Kelsey Troxell is the initial defender, but Catoctin does switch a lot. So it's not always Kelsey Troxell. But one thing I noticed with Kelsey when she's guarding Claire Bono, Claire's good shake and bake. Troxell's taking the fakes. Instead of just staring at her waistline and staying square center, she's kind of leaning with the basketball, and Claire's a smart enough player. She sees that and gets to the rim and draws some fouls.
Yeah, Troxell doesn't need to do that because she's so quick.
Yeah,
she can keep her in front.
Just stay square on her.
Yep,
you're exactly right. So, Smithsburg, quick in and out of the locker room at halftime, 4 minutes to play here yet.
Yeah, normally we don't see people that shoot. That's like the new thing.
Yep. We'll take a quick break, take a couple minutes break, and we'll be back for the second half of this exciting 1A West Region 2 Championship matchup. Cougars lead 20-18 for the Leopards. Be right back.
Thurmont Country Kitchen, conveniently located on Water Street in downtown Thurmont. It's just like home, only they do the dishes. Ha! Family-owned and operated since 1984, Thurmont Country Kitchen has something for everyone. Handicap accessible, we're your choice for small gatherings or parties, and we cater too. Thurmont Country Kitchen's owners, Sherry and Rob, recently received the You Make Thurmont Proud Award. And hey, speaking of awards, their broasted chicken is the best in Maryland, hands down. Thurmont Country Kitchen's menu is unbelievable, with something for everyone. Check them out today. Thurmont Country Kitchen is a proud sponsor of high school sports on the radio.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the high school in your community.
Everyone in Thurmont knows and respects Dr. John Hageman at Center of Life Chiropractic and his wife Marcia at Center of Life Pilates for their many years of helping people in need and for the wonderful ways they give back to their community through scholarship and fundraising efforts. Center of Life is located on Water Street in downtown Thurmont. For information or to check out their schedule, go online to centeroflife.us today. That's Center of Life Chiropractic and Pilates. Make an adjustment to your life today.
Cool Oldies 1450 THU is the leader in high school sports broadcasting. Since 2008, we have broadcast more high school sporting events than any radio station in the four-state area. Football, basketball, baseball, and softball. Regular season playoffs and state championships from Southern PA to Brunswick, the western mountains of Maryland to the eastern shore. Cool Oldies 1450 THU is number one in high school sports broadcasting. On the go, on the radio, on your mobile device, listen to cool classic oldies and great high school sports at WTHUradio.com.
Thurmont Country Kitchen, conveniently located on Water Street in downtown Thurmont. It's just like home, only they do the dishes. Ha! Family-owned and operated since 1984, Thurmont Country Kitchen has something for everyone. Handicap accessible, we're your choice for small gatherings or parties, and we cater too. Thurmont Country Kitchen's owners, Sherry and Rob, recently received the You Make Thurmont Proud Award. And hey, speaking of awards, their broasted chicken is the best in Maryland, hands down. Thurmont Country Kitchen's menu is unbelievable, with something for everyone. Check them out today. Thurmont Country Kitchen is a proud sponsor of high school sports on the radio.
And we're back at Smithsburg. 20-18, Cougars with a two-point lead. Leopards with the ball to start the third quarter. Clarabono dribbling around the perimeter. Finds Mastrodoni. Ball screen in the corner. Baseline dribble. Ball is tipped away. Olivia Hoyt comes out of the pack with it. She attacks the rim. Oh, can't get it. Troxel, offensive rebound. Fresh shot clock out front. Troxel on the dribble drive. Steps through.
Oh, that got a foul.
Wow.
How is that not a foul?
No foul called there. Mastrodoni quickly to the other end. A little bit of contact as Troxel stepped through the defense. Millett lobs it in to Weaver. That foul's going to go to Olivia Hoyt. Her first personal. Team's first of this third quarter. Weaver to shoot two. Hit the first one. First shot finds home. 19-20. Cougars with a one-point lead over the Smithsburg Leopards. Second foul shot off the mark. Kelsey Troxel runs it down quickly up court. Ugh, ball's tipped away. Olivia Hoyt tipped away again.
Loose with the basketball to start the second half here.
Three-point shot off the mark. Troxel with the rebound. Smacked. And now quickly to the other end. Takes it right at Mastrodoni. Mastrodoni pulls up because she has three personal fouls already. Troxel with the lay-in. 22-19. To the other end, Mastrodoni, pull-up jumper. She's money on that pull-up jumper from the foul line.
It's silky smooth.
Yep.
Effortless.
22-21. Cougars, one-point lead, 6:30 to play in the third quarter. Good give and go. Oh, a little bit of contact on the help defense. No call. Mastrodoni down the right wing. Shake and bake. Gets to the rim. And the lay-in. Timeout. Coach and whistle, a full timeout. We'll take a break. Be right back. Stay with us. You're watching high school basketball on Cool Oldies, WTHU.
At Amber Hill Therapy Centers, our goal is to provide you with a customized treatment plan using advanced physical therapy and occupational therapy methods and technology. With offices conveniently located in Thurmont and throughout Frederick County, Amber Hill Therapy Centers specializes in sports injuries and sports rehab, back pain, post-surgical rehab, and more. We accept all major insurance plans. Amber Hill Therapy Centers treats patients of all ages who receive care from our highly skilled therapists and staff. For more information on Amber Hill Therapy Centers, check out our website at amberhillpt.com. Amber Hill Therapy Centers, where the patients come first.
Amber Hill Therapy Center is a proud sponsor of Frederick County High School Athletics on the radio.
Cougars ball as we come back for third quarter action. 23-22, 6:10 to play. Cougars walking it up. Gladfeldy getting inside to Troxel. And another post move around Mastrodoni. Lay-in's good. 24-23, Cougars. Just under 6 minutes to play here in this region championship matchup. McFarland on the drive. Williams blocks it. Peters saves it. Check that, Molly Weaven. Weaver saves it. Bono, the dribble drive. Troxel picks up a cheapie.
Yeah, picks up her third. She's just not moving her feet and getting down in good defensive position. She's fast enough to stay in front of her. She's just not doing it. She's getting, like you said, she's getting her shoulders over top of her knees. Should be knees over feet. Yep. Shoulders over knees, and she's all out of it. She's shoulders over feet.
Myla Myers in for her. Jada Tyler comes in for the Leopards. 3-point shot off the mark. They crash the boards. Tip it. Myla Myers to the front court. Kaden Glodfeldy eyes up three. Passes to Myers. Zents, good cut. Hoyt. Got 13 on the shot clock. Claire Bono, the steal for the Leopards. Brings it up herself. Front court breaks down Myers. And she lays it in. Leopards with a 1-point lead, 25-24. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Brooke Williams eyes up the drive.
Got to get help. Got to get help side defense on Master Doni and Bono, for sure.
Brooke Williams alters that shot of Tyler. Glodfeldy, the defensive rebound into the front court. Smithsburg really applying good ball pressure here in this third quarter all over the floor. They clear out for Brooke Williams, being guarded by Master Doni. Out of the net with the defensive rebound, clears. McFarland back to Millett. Eyes up, a wide open three. Whew. Zents. Everybody looks exhausted, coach.
Yeah, no numbers here. Have patience. Get a good look.
Glodfeldy off the screen. 3-point shot does not go. Madeline Myers and Olivia Hoyt knock each other to the ground. Numbers for the Leopards. 3-point shot off the mark. Mastronardi. The offensive rebound resets. Another 3-point shot. Again, off the mark. Olivia Hoyt clears and comes out of the pack with the ball. And then we get a blocking foul on the Leopards.
They need to get Troxel back in the game here. She needs to check in.
She's at the table.
Good move. Give Brooke a second here and get her back in the basketball game.
Mason Peters into the game for the Leopards. Got to get that ball out of the corner. Oh, good.
Nice
screen and check back by Kelsey Troxel. Nice bounce pass. And the layup's good. 26-25. Cougars regain the 1-point lead. Bruno dribble drive. Shake and bake out top. Oh, got an extra step there. Off the mark. Defensive rebound, Olivia Hoyt.
Got numbers.
Zenson in the front court. Kelsey Troxel. The dribble drive. A lot of contact.
A lot of fire.
Glodfeldy. And she draws the foul on the floater. To be a Smithsburg foul on Mason Peters. Her first. Kaden Glodfeldy to the line to shoot two.
Definitely getting physical down here. Last couple plays. What they need to do on Master Doni and Bono is put a spy behind them, like South Carroll was doing to Brooke Williams the other night.
Yep. Just try to restrict her touches.
Yeah, because both of them are capable of getting the rim at any time they want. Yep. They got a good handle out front, a good shake and bake move. They just got to spy them.
And Kaden drops both foul shots. 28-25. Cougars the 3-point lead. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bono up top. Madeline Myers just sitting in front of her. Jada Tyler off the ball screen. Again, Myers picks him up. Stays on the ground. Nice ball defense. Inside to Mason Peters. And they call that foul on Kaden Glodfeldy. Her third personal.
Looks like she had a lot of the ball there, but we're way down to the other end. But the only thing is, as a coach, when you say that and you see that happening, when you get all that contact and it's once in your Troxel, you want it to be the same on the other end.
And Mason Peters hits the first foul shot, 28-26. Second foul shot's off the mark. batted around. Out of the pack comes Rebecca Zentz. Passes to Glodfeldy on the wing. Back to Myers. Troxel, the big hard drive, and somehow it doesn't fall through the rim. Zentz, the hustling defense from behind. Alternating possession. The ball on the floor. And it'll go to the Cougars.
Yeah, they're calling for a travel. Everybody calling for a travel. Yeah. She rolled on the ground, rolled. Jilly, that's a travel in any other venue, but
especially when you're trying to get the ball away from the opponent and you roll over. So, Lottfeldy in the front court being defended by Malott. Her pass stolen, but Troxel takes it back. Wow, what a play. Kelsey Troxel takes the ball back. One dribble to the rim. Through the contact, it goes, and Kelsey to shoot one.
She's coming right at us, Rick, and I tell you what, her face was determined. She just had a grit in her teeth that she was just going through everybody and hitting that shot.
And that's Jada Tyler's fourth personal. Troxel, the foul shot's off the mark. Batted around. Brooke Williams comes up. Oh, my. Jeez. Brooke. No foul called on the contact. Layup missed. Troxel clears. Mastrodoni slows her down. To Myers on the wing. Up top to Zentz. Into Troxel. She attacks again. Mastrodoni not playing defense with her three fouls, and it's a six-point lead for the Cougars, 32-26.
Yeah, she just looked over her teammates and said, I need help on that.
Yep, because she's afraid to reach in there to pick up that fourth foul. Bruno breaks him down on the wing. Good dribble drive and lays it in.
Tough move.
Yep.
Ooh, really got away
skilled
with the ball.
Offensive player. Brooke Williams in the left wing. Guarded by Mason Peters. Skips back up top. Got 15 on the shot clock. High ball screen by Troxel. Brooke goes hard with the left hand, and it goes home. Brooke with the left-handed layup, 34-28. Cougars regain that six-point lead, 50 seconds to play. That's a drive. No foul and a little bit of contact there.
Ooh.
And then a lazy pass. Cougars fortunate to come up with it again. Skip pass, Brooke guys up a three, comes off of it, Madeline Myers from the corner, misses everything, Mallette into the front court to Mastronani, pulls up for that jump shot and is money,
effortless,
3-point shot, just gave her enough space, we got 12 on the game clock, 10, bad angle on that pass. Smithsberger in the front court. Long three by Claire Bono off the mark. And at the end of three quarters, it's the Catoctin Cougars 34, Smithsburg Leopards 31. Stay with us for the exciting fourth quarter of this region championship matchup.
Hawkins Landscaping, locally owned and operated for over 50 years. Winner 9 years in a row for the best of the best in Frederick County. Let our professionally trained staff of certified landscapers transform your yard from a dream to reality. Hawkins Landscaping specializes in elegant and inviting outdoor environments. If you're looking to create, upgrade, or revitalize your outdoor space, call Hawkins Landscaping today at 301-898-3615. That's 301-898-3615. Hawkins Landscaping. When you deserve the best, get the best.
And we're back at Smithsburg. 1A West Region 2 Championship. Smithsburg Leopards hosting the Catoctin Cougars. 34-31 visiting Cougars with the lead. Smithsburg will start with the basketball.
Yeah, Troxel heated up that quarter, Rick. Brooke Williams got to get going here. The four substitutes or other starters have definitely done their part.
And in the front court, Molly Weaver, and they try to force it to Mastroianni. Stolen by Olivia Hoyt. She goes to the rim. And Rebecca Zentz on the offensive rebound is fouled behind by Molly Weaver. That's her first personal. Team's first. Fresh shot clock for the Cougars. Baseline out of bounds under their own basket.
Look for that second screen with Brooke. Screen.
They kick it all the way out to Brooke Williams. They've switched. Yep, Brooke now is being guarded by Mastroianni. Troxel with a great move, a good pass, just not a good angle in the shot. Miss into the front court, McFarland. Smithsburg sets their offense. Mastroianni sets the high ball screen. She shoots a long three off the mark. Olivia Hoyt, defensive rebound again. Gets a little lackadaisical. Brooke with a pass to Zentz, and they're going to call it travel.
I mean, it's
she was going to move.
The thing is, when you get hit in the backcourt back here and in there, I mean, some of those things you just go,
Yep. Clara Bono brings it up now for the Leopards. To Millett on the wing. Weaver up top. Bono in the left corner. Dribble drive. Off the mark. Troxel defensive rebound. 6:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Brooke finds a lane.
Oh, no.
Off the rim. Just...
Just hung on
so
there.
So close. Into the front court, Millett. Bono in the right corner. Dribble drive. Through traffic. Off the board and in. Beautiful play by Bono.
Bono and Mastroianni are taking every shot. They got to get more people on them and let somebody else beat them.
Mastroianni steals that pass. Into the front court. And then we have a timeout. Coach Bono. Full timeout. Coach Bono uses a full timeout. We'll thank our sponsors while we have a little break here. Thurmont's Country Kitchen, Hawkins Landscaping, Cousins Ace Hardware, Center of Life Chiropractic, Brownie's Auto Care, American Legion Post 168, Thurmont. Thank you for supporting high school basketball on Cool Oldies, WTHU 1450 AM. Boy, this is going to be a nail-biter here. Right,
for
Brian?
Sure. But, Rick, the thing that Kentucky's got to realize, I'm sure they do, the last six possessions, Mastroianni or Bono has taken a shot. Nobody else has. I don't know if anybody else on their team has scored. Maybe that one early in the layup on the give-and-go by Bono. But I don't remember any recently. So they have to put somebody else behind a defender and let somebody else hit a shot on that team. Now, Mastroianni, they switched on defense for Troxel. But Troxel can get the basket as well. They need to give her the ball in the post and let her go to work.
Yeah. It's almost like each team playing a two-man game.
Yeah.
Mastroianni hands off. Millett brings it in the front court. They set the play. They run them off screens. Molly Weaver dribble drives, kicks it back, a long three, off the mark. Brooke Williams with the defensive rebound, she's hounded.
Yeah, see, somebody else took the shot, and they didn't make it. So, I'm good with that. If they make it, then I go, yep. Well, we just lost the ball game, but we didn't lose to those two.
Yep. Into the front court comes Kaden Gladbelly. They clear through. Looks like they're trying to set up Troxel. It's a bad angle on that pass. Stolen by Claire Bono into the front court. Mastroianni the jumper, and it's good. Leopards regain 1-point lead, 35-34. Into the front court. Zentz eyes up a three. Off the mark. Madeline Myers tries to keep it alive.
That's the right call. Bono hit it, went off Madeline Myers' foot, out of bounds, before it hit the ground. That's the right call.
So Bono into Mastroianni. Zents on the chase. Bono breaks down and then gets called for the travel there.
Yeah, momentum swing. The Cougars were up six. And then Mastrodoni and Bono have taken over here the last 7 minutes. Needed an answer by Troxel or Williams.
Or they're going to clear out for Brooke, make Mastrodoni play defense.
Oh!
She tried. Get that go to her right. Didn't work.
Yep. Three-point shot off the mark. Tipped around. Out of bounds. Off the Leopards.
Yeah, the Cougars tried to set up something for Troxel, but she was too far out. And then she had three defenders over there by her, knowing she was going to drive. She needs to get on the box down here so she can make a baseline move to the bucket.
So in the first quarter, they ran off that screen, off the elbow, with no help side on this side. With Brooke passing her the basketball. I haven't seen that since. Hoyt fakes the shot, goes for the layup. Off the mark, tipped out of bounds, stays with the Cougars.
Yeah, that was a gimme, just the freshman in there. I mean, her heart's got to be beating 150 times a minute here.
So
great Cougars move.
Inbound the ball. 11 on the shot clock. Out front, they don't realize 7. Gladfelly, a long three. Off the mark, hits the rim, tipped around, Brooke Williams. Dribble drive by Troxel. Hammered. No call.
Yeah,
bad angle under the backboard anyway. So, oh, great drive. Jillian Millett, dribble drive and scores it. Leopards take a three-point lead, 37-34. Timeout, Cougars. They'll take a full timeout.
Yeah, Rick. Somebody else, though, besides Mastrodoni, took it in. So Smithsburg recognized that they were getting extra help. And she took it in, got an easy layup. Just unfortunate that we had the same look down here, didn't get it. And then, yeah, bad angle by Troxel, a little push out of bounds, no call there. But she's, like I said, if she learns in the offseason to go left or right, because that's where she can spin back and go left and then clear people out.
So does Catoctin coaching staff kind of invert things. Mastronardi's the one not playing defense, and she's guarding Brooke Williams.
Yeah.
Do you post Brooke up, take Troxel off, which takes Claire Bono out, and then, force somebody to help Mastronardi? If they don't, then Brooke scores.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to that point where having three personal fouls is not a big deal. Skyla kind of avoided getting fouls up to this point. But this is an important possession for the Cougars. Down three, 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 37-34. Leopards with the lead.
They did what
and
they
there's the post up. They kick it. Troxel, two-point shot. Olivia Hoyt, offensive rebound, and she's immediately hammered.
Well, Coach, they must have heard you because they posted up Brooke, saw Troxel, popped out to the free throw line, hit her, and just missed the shot.
So foul on Smithsburg. For some reason, they didn't. Oh, that's two team fouls. Troxel, another drive. Offensive rebound. Oh, just not.
It's right there.
Yep. Long pass down the court. Batted around Tyler, and the ball is swatted out of bounds by Brooke Williams. 22 on the shot clock, 3:36 to play. Leopards with a three-point lead, 37-34.
Important defensive stop here. They got to get it. Can't let them go up five.
Molly Williams, jump shot, rattles around out. Zents comes up with it. Into the front court. Kick it. Out front, Troxel, Gladfelty, Zents, back to Gladfelty. She dribble drives. Tipped out of bounds by the Leopards, stays with the Cougars. 13 on the shot clock. Zentz comes through. They were looking for the backside. Hoyt into Gladfeldy, who steps around.
Yep, she could have made one more dribble and went all the way around to the left. Had her on her hip. Didn't execute.
I would have liked to see them come back with that play there. They scored where Brooke Williams came around the screen and curled in for the layup. Mastronardi on the back screen, three-pointer off the mark. Gathered in by Troxell. 2:40 to play in the ball game.
Foul.
Then we got a push foul.
Two.
Jillian Millett picks that up, her personal. On the floor.
The thing that concerns me, look, that's not shooting?
No, he called it way out here.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought they didn't call that first one and let it go.
Catoctin out of bounds, fresh shot clock. Into Hoyt. Kicked out of bounds by the Leopards. 28 on the shot clock.
They're forcing that play. Just let it come. No, looks got somebody behind her. She's going for the ball.
She didn't realize the backside was there. So Hoyt up top. Gladfeldy to Troxell. She drives around Bono. 16 on the shot clock.
Smithsburg will make them work for everything. They got to get something where they dribble, drive, and kick to somebody coming to help. Everything's contested here.
Wow. 13 on the shot clock. Ball tipped around and out of bounds at midcourt. Stays Catoctin ball. Timeout. Smithsburg. I think he's using a 30-second timeout by Smithsburg. Thank our sponsors once again. American Legion Post 168 in Thurmont, Brownies Auto Care, Center of Life Chiropractic, Cousins Ace Hardware, Hawkins Landscaping, and Thurmont's Country Kitchen. Wow, feel like we've been stagnant on 37-34 for quite some time.
Yeah, and a couple shots by Catoctin just been hanging up on the rim, and then Troxell getting a lot of contact. Normally, she third quarter, she was hot. Now she's struggling a little bit, but it's because of the contact she's getting. They're not bad shots. It's just they're just giving her a lot of pressure. Now somebody else has got to step up and get a bucket. They need a bucket here bad.
Yeah. Can you get Gladfeldy open for a three. Now Brooke Williams in the front court. Shot clock, they switch. And that's
4 seconds.
Contact there. Four on the shot clock. Brooke just needs to explode around that ball screen and pick up the foul because Leopards were not. Gladfeldy looking for space. The shot off the mark. And you can't hear the horn, and it's that loud, so shot clock violation. 2:07 in the play. Leopards with a three-point lead, 37-34. And the insert, Therbono walks it up. 2 minutes to play in this region championship matchup. They find Millett. Down low to Weaver. And they score. It's now a five-point ball game, 39-34. Quickly. Gladfeldy, Zentz, the offensive rebound. No angle, just pitches it out. Mastronardi comes up with it. Catoctin has no team fouls this quarter, so if they're going to think about that, they need to start. Mastronardi just stays in the backcourt, dribbles it down, dribbling the shot clock, gets a three-possession game. Check that, two-possession game. Mastronardi on the drive, just passes it to no one. Ball's turned over to the Cougars.
Still a lot of time left, man. No reason to panic. Over a minute left. Two-possession basketball game.
Smithsburg subs in Jada Tyler. Off the rim again, and then Madeline Myers is there with the rebound. The putback, and she's fouled. That might be Tyler's fifth foul, and it is Jada Tyler.
Would have been nice if she could have converted that, then maybe cut this thing down to three. Down to two, I mean.
Yep. Two important foul shots here by Madeline. The 5'8 sophomore averages just under 2 points a game. That and off the back iron.
Yes, that hurts. Now everybody's just got to crash the boards here. If they get another miss, they got to be able to get this rebound.
That, oh, bank shot finds home. 39-35. Quick foul by Zents. Her third personal, team's first. Now they're Zents again. They get it to Bono. Oh, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Don't foul now.
Oh, that was a double dribble.
Sorry, ooh. I yelled in there. Oh, yeah, timeout.
I'm surprised he didn't get a double dribble call over there.
I yelled out.
Bono calls timeout. A full timeout.
Sorry about that, everybody.
We'll take
a quick
break. Be back for the exciting finish of this region championship game. Stay with us.
And respects Dr. John Hageman at Center of Life Chiropractic and his wife Marcia at Center of Life Pilates for their many years of helping people in need and for the wonderful ways they give back to their community through scholarship and fundraising efforts. Center of Life is located on Water Street in downtown Thurmont. For information or to check out their schedule, go online to centeroflife.us today. That's Center of Life Chiropractic and Pilates. Make an adjustment to your life today.
And we're back at Smithsburg. This 1A West Region 2 Championship matchup. Smithsburg Leopards 39, Catoctin Cougars 35. Smithsburg has the basketball. Baseline out of bounds under their own basket. 14 on the shot clock. 46.9 on the game clock.
Hats off to the Leopards.
Get it in. And they get a five count. And the ball turns over to the Cougars. Offensive substitution for the Cougars. Caden Glodfelty checks in. Madeline Myers checks in.
Hats off to Leopards D. Kentucky only has 4 points this quarter.
Jeff Williams offensive rebound. And then we get a jump ball. No. And Coach N whistle tried to save the possession. See if she got it. Yes. Timeout. Coach N whistle. So we had an offensive rebound on the loose ball. Brooke Williams got on it. Before it was a held ball, Coach N whistle uses a full timeout. Saves the possession. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Cougars trail by four.
Yeah, every 4 points in this quarter, like I was saying, that it was 31. No, was it 34 or 31?
And you know what? I didn't even write it down.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right here, right now. It was 31-31. The Cougars have scored 1 point in this quarter.
So Catoctin was up 34?
34-31 at the end of three, and they've scored 1 point in this quarter.
Leopard's defense has been really good, and they struggle to get it in there, too.
Well, actually, if the referee is paying attention there, she reached across the line. That's a delay.
They're looking for something in particular. Gets it to Zents. Pulls up with a jump shot. It's an air ball. And Smithsburg lets it roll out of bounds. So now we defensive substitution for the Cougars. Olivia Hoyt re-enters. Full court man-to-man pressure by the Leopards. Ooh. Madeline Myers fouls. It's owning his second team foul. Shot clock's off. Game clock shows 26.7. Cougars have no choice but to foul and foul and foul to get the Leopards on the foul line to get the ball back. Unless they can make a steal here.
Yeah, they need to overplay right here, not let them get it in like they did before in the five-second call. So Troxel's got four now. It doesn't matter at this point. She's got, if she gets the ball, she's got a foul.
Oh! And Brooke almost comes up with a steal. Mastroneni, they foul her in the backcourt. 21 seconds to play. Fourth team foul for the Cougars. Jillian Millett to inbounds in front of the Stockton Cougars fan base. Oh, stolen by Zents. Flips it to Brooke Williams. Tries to step through. Just got herself out of position offensively. Then Rebecca Zents reaches in and fouls, which will send Jillian Millett to the line to shoot two.
Well, see, if Brooklyn went under and just went straight up on that side, went up strong.
Yep, don't avoid the contact. Just go into the player there.
That was what they needed. Now you got to hope they miss these free throws.
First foul shot good. Now a five-point ball game for Smithsburg.
9-1 is the score of this quarter for the Leopards.
Natten's off to Mark. Troxel with the rebound. Full head of steam to the other end and has her pocket picked by Mastronarni. Coach is telling them no foul. They're going to let it go. And Smithsburg will win the 1A West Region 2 championship by the score of 40-35. And like you said, Brian, hats off to Leopards defense. Only 1 point that entire fourth quarter for the Cougars. And the Leopards scored 9 to open up the 5-point victory.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they just shut them. They got looks, but they were tough looks.
Yep.
Almost like Frederick Urbana and the defense that Frederick came out with last night. It was just tough for them to get a look.
Yeah, so, everything challenged by the Leopards defense. And it's not like they didn't call fouls. They did.
They did.
The Leopards had 4 fouls in that quarter.
Yep.
It's just, I think Catoctin a few times, instead of playing through the contact, tried to avoid the contact.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're not going to get the foul calls on those layup attempts. But how many did we verbally, like, oh my, it laid on the rim and fell off rather than falling in? So the bounces.
And Mastroni and Bono, I mean, quality basketball players for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this region, next couple of years is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because Mastronarni is a junior for Smithsburg. Bono's a sophomore. Two talented players for Smithsburg. And pretty much, you know, you got Brooke Williams Jr., Kelsey Troxel Jr. You know, so
Madeline
a lot of talent
Myers
coming back. Madeline Myers, sophomore.
Olivia Hoyt.
Olivia Hoyt's a freshman. Yeah. So a lot of talent coming back. For both these teams, it's going to be a dogfight again next year,
for sure,
with these squads. But we're going to wrap it up here. The final score at Smithsburg, 1A West Region 2 Championship, goes to the Smithsburg Leopards over the Catoctin Cougars by the score of 40-35. Please check the schedule. We'll see if we're going to follow any of the Frederick County teams in the state quarterfinals Friday or Saturday, but please check the broadcast schedule on the website WTHUradio.com. For Mike Betteridge running the board, Coach Brian Burdett, my sidekick, I'm Rick Little. Have a good night, all.
Don't worry if you can't make it to the game or miss the broadcast. All of our high school sports games are archived and available online at WTHUradio.com in our audio vault.